Viewers stunned as CNN takes down Dr. Fauci's COVID King Unmasked as a fraud and a liar. This I gotta see to believe for myself. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydawg.com. I have to see this for myself. I just can't believe that they did this. So I am very curious. Let's get right into this one, shall we? Viewers are stunned as CNN takes down Dr. Fauci's COVID King Unmasked as a fraud and a liar. Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, you know, I wonder if he actually is a doctor. Who knows? But anyway, was unable to defend his position on masking when confronted with a study showing that there is insufficient evidence that face masks actually work when it comes to stopping the spread of COVID. I mean, shocker indeed that they're actually being, you know, telling the truth on this one on CNN of all places. Very hard to believe, but hey, as they say, the clock always, even a broken clock is correct at least one time of the day, they say here. They don't say here, but I'm talking about in, it's just a saying. But it says here that he was roasted as a fraud and a liar on social media. In a weekend appearance on CNN, the retired immunologist, I don't think he is, who still remains a constant media presence, joined host Michael Smirkanish to discuss the renewed push for lockdowns and mask mandates among rising cases and the likelihood that there will be much more resistance the second time around. I wanted to do a story on this, but it's clear that this is sort of a backup plan, and I'm putting on my tin foil hat here, backup plan if Trump, these indictments don't go anywhere and there's no jail time. This is their backup plan to do a repeat of 2020. But I digress. During the conversation with the man who was arguably the most powerful bureaucrat in the U.S. history during the pandemic, Smirkanish referred to a study by Tom Jefferson, a University of Oxford epidemiologist. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. Who knows? Anyway, it concluded there is just no evidence that masks make any difference, leaving the slippery Dr. Fauci without a good answer to back up his previous advocacy for forced masking. There's other things at issue too, as a story I did last week about what these N54, whatever masks, what they can actually do as far as your health. How do we get beyond that finding of that particular review? He asked. But there are other studies, Michael, that show At an individual level, for individual, Dr. Fauci responded, not giving specifics, of course he can't get specific, on the studies he was referring to. He's referring to studies of his, let me calm down here. When you're talking about the effects of the epidemic or pandemic as a whole, the data are less strong. But when you talk about the individual, I can't listen to this guy. He's a liar. Dr. Fauci's fumbling non-answer was greeted with a thorough roasting by ex-users who called out the elfin 82-year-old as a fraud and a liar. Fauci confronted with most definitive data and that masks make zero difference against COVID, not a little, not slight, zero, and he just mutters some numerical illiteracy, BS, but they use the full word here, about individual protection. He's a fraud and a liar, wrote conservative talk radio host Buck Sexton. I like Buck Sexton. I don't listen to talk radio much anymore. But if I did start again, he'd be on the list for sure. I like his stuff. Fauci admits that the masks don't work for the public at large, but still absurdly claims masks works on an individual basis. Yeah, I can't deal with this. Makes me so mad. Someone says here, holy blank, at CNN just directly confronted Dr. Fauci on air with bulletproof scientific evidence that masks don't work at all. It only took 3 years, but finally, of course, that's how I feel. Unbelievable. Unreal. Unreal. There's lots of people on X. I'm not going to read through these. Not going to read through these at all. But left-wingers may be clamoring to see the return of masks and other authoritarian measures of the medical dictatorship, but it isn't going to be so easy for the so-called experts to bamboozle the public again, especially now that Fauci has been discredited. Of course he's been discredited. So, yeah, what do you think about that? I was watching the conservative twins. They had this black man on, and he was really going in hard. I mean, I liked his message, although he was cursing a lot, and they did beep it out. But his point was that he's not going to be taking no vaccine. We live in America, and you can't force someone to take a vaccine, and you shouldn't be able to. So that's all I got here. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help us grow. And I'll see you in the next one. Here we go.